Talk about perfect timing. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We had received 4.95 inches of rainfall for the month of July. That's above normal by an inch and 62 hundredths. Obviously, with more rain falling on Tuesday, that number is going to rise even more.
Meteorologist Mark Rose of the National Weather Service in Nashville says rain is in the forecast for most of the state through the weekend. And so far this year, well over 33 inches in the mid-state area, and that's 12% above normal. And for Tennessee farmers like Josh Ogle of Lincoln County, he'll take it.
Been a really good rain here. This makes the crop, it's kind of adds your profit to the end of your growing season. Good crop is made by this point. This is just bonus stuff. It just adds to it and helps out and makes you feel better and sleep good at night.
Josh Ogle has corn, beans, and cotton in southern Lincoln County, and he, like other farmers, haven't seen this much rain in a few years, at least at this point in the growing season.
It really helps all of them, but the late corn is really producing on, and all the cotton, it fills out the top bowls on the cotton, and that really helps us out. And then the early soybeans, it's filling out the pods. And the late soybeans, it's just boosting them up to get a good start on the blooming.
In West Tennessee, cattle producer Sean Duran welcomes the rain as well, and he knows that they won't have a shortage of hay this winter.
We're seeing a lot of rain for the year, and it's been a blessing considering our past. You know, a few years ago when we had the drought in our area, for the farmers with cattle like myself, had to bring in hay to selling some cattle out, and now with the blessing here, and thinking back, I don't remember being like this for this July, having this much rain.
Tennessee farmers enjoying a much better summer. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.